If you've already read the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, then you understand that becoming a leader takes time. The law of process says that leadership develops daily, not in a day. Part of a leader's development comes from learning the laws of leadership, for those are the tools that teach how leadership works. But understanding leadership and actually doing it are two different activities. Recently, I talked to a friend named Bill Freeman. He's the president of Watkins Associated Industries, Inc., the largest privately owned trucking company in America. Bill is an excellent executive, and like all good leaders, he is continually looking for ways to learn and grow. "I'm about halfway through your book," he told me, meaning the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. "It's making quite an impact on me." Then he said something that made quite an impact on me. "Let me tell you how I'm going through it," he said. "Each morning I read a chapter of the book, and all through the day I think about that law. As I work, I look at myself and ask, how am I doing with this leadership law? I watch the people in the office, looking to see whether they practice it. I measure our whole company against it, observing, assessing, reflecting. Every morning it's a different law. It's an eye-opener." Bill really got my juices flowing. In fact, his comments prompted me to write this book. He is approaching his own leadership development from the inside out, as he should. Leaders are effective because of who they are on the inside, in the qualities that make them up as people. And to go to the highest level of leadership, people have to develop these traits from the inside out. After talking to Bill, I took some time to reflect on the characteristics of the best leaders I know, the ones who people really want to follow. I looked for common themes. I talked to other leaders and heard their impressions. And I examined leaders who have impacted history. I settled on a list of 21 qualities possessed by all great leaders. These traits are described and illustrated in this book, meant to be a complimentary companion to the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. As you dive into the book, you may find that you're able to easily breeze through several chapters at a time. You may even be able to knock out the whole book in one sitting. Don't do it. The 21 Indispensable Qualities of a Leader is designed to be absorbed the same way Bill Freeman approaches a book, strategically and methodically. I want to encourage you to live with this book for a while. Read a chapter and then give it some time. Use it to reflect, review, and renew. If the quality you're studying is a weak area in your life, spend some time addressing it before you move on to the next chapter. You may even want to repeat this process several times over the course of a year, cementing each trait into your character. Everything rises and falls on leadership, and leadership truly develops from the inside out. If you can become the leader you ought to be on the inside, you will be able to become the leader you want to be on the outside. People will want to follow you. And when that happens, you'll be able to tackle anything in this world. Chapter 1, Character. Be a piece of the rock. Leadership is the capacity and will to rally men and women to a common purpose and the character which inspires confidence. Bernard Montgomery, British Field Marshal. Never, for the sake of peace and quiet, deny your own experience or convictions. Dag Hammarskjöld, statesman and Nobel Peace Prize winner. Putting it all on the line. If you've traveled through smaller airports or have much experience flying in corporate aircraft, you've probably seen or flown in a Learjet. I've had the opportunity to fly in one a couple of times, and it's quite an experience. They're small, capable of carrying only 5 or 6 passengers, and very fast. It's like climbing into a narrow tube with jet engines strapped to it. I have to admit, the whole experience of riding in a Learjet is pretty exhilarating. But by far the most amazing thing to me about it is the time it saves. I've traveled literally millions of miles on airlines, and I'm accustomed to long drives to airports, car rental returns, shuttles, terminal congestion, and seemingly endless delays. It can be a nightmare. Flying on a Learjet can easily cut travel time in half. The father of this amazing airplane was a man named Bill Lear. An inventor, aviator, and business leader, Lear held more than 150 patents, including those of the automatic pilot, car radio, and 8-track tapes. You can't win them all. Lear was a pioneer in his thinking, and in the 1950s, he could see the potential